Hi and welcome. I'm Rashid Ogunlaru, coach, speaker and author, founder of SoulTrader.biz, author of Soul Trader, Put Your Heart Back Into Your Business. Today, we're going to be talking a little bit about what will seem as though we're talking about what you put in and what you get out of your venture, of your life, of every interaction that you make, of every relationship that you're involved in. And I was just at my computer just a while ago, and just reading a wonderful piece of very moving feedback that somebody gave me, who had come along to a workshop I had run, and they were saying some very, very lovely words about how transformational it was for them. And, you know, something came to my mind that, you know, sometimes we're so caught up in the outcome that we want that we forget the input that we need to put in. What do I mean by that? Sometimes we're so caught up in the outcome that we want that we forget the input that we need to put in. You're so caught up in building the business, bringing on board more staff, winning this particular contract, getting to the top of the tree, whatever it might well be in your life, becoming the CEO, moving to the bigger house, moving to the other part of the world, whatever it might well be, you can put almost anything next to that, that you can forget the work that you need to put in. I think in some fields, and I touch on this from time to time here on these Soul Trader podcasts, in some fields like sport, we are very, very clear about the work that needs to be put in, because there's a lot of physical work and there's a lot of training that is just so evidently linked. It's so clear, that particular path. You know, what if I want to win this, then I've got to do this, and I've got to beat this person, and I've got to achieve this, and then I've got to do that. You know, the work and the effort that's involved in that journey is quite apparent from quite early on. It's quite transparent in that particular regard. But in most things that we apply ourselves to, or that we decide that we want, it may not be as clear cut what is the work that is going to be involved in that particular kind of journey. So sometimes we get, again, a bit too quickly caught up in our dreams and our aspirations and our wishes and the things that we kind of want. And on one level, this is absolutely fine. You know, this is just partly the nature of life, and we dream and we have aspirations and so on. But we get so often so caught up in all of that that we forget the heart that we need to put into it. It's interesting, isn't it? The title of the book which spawned these podcasts, Putting the Heart Back Into Your Business, is the heart in it? Is the heart in your business? Is the heart in what you're doing? You hear me say it many times. You know, this thing about, you know, it's one thing doing what you love for a living. Most people don't do what they love for a living. Maybe you're one of the few who does. But it's another thing doing what you love with love. Meeting every client, every supplier, every contact, every associate with that warmth, with that goodwill, with that good intention for their own fulfillment, their own happiness, their own progress. Is that what you wish on your clients, or do you just wish to sell something to them? This is so profoundly important. You can look at all fields of our endeavor as human beings in the human species, and we can sometimes get so caught up in that outcome. You'll see it a lot of the time in something like politics. We're so caught up in trying to win the election, and so when we completely forget about the electorate, we completely forget to genuinely share with them. You know, the answers that are given are answers that are just a nice sheen wrapped up in a bow, but there's no connection at heart. There's no really valuing that they are ultimately who it is that you're serving. It's a vote that you need to gain, and that you need to achieve. So this is something really important to be really deeply mindful of, that the outcome that you want is so dependent on the input that you put in. The outcome that you want is so dependent on the input that you put in. I want you to stop and I want you to pause for a moment, because I want this to become very, very real and close to home for you personally. I want you to think about the times in your life where you have received very, very rich feedback about something that you've done. Might be good to start maybe thinking about this in a working context or perhaps in a business context. When have you really had some really, really warm feedback? Perhaps a client saying, look, you went over and above with this. Thank you so much. This was really fantastic. I really enjoyed this product or this particular service, or I really appreciate when you took the extra time with this or with that. Again, think about it in your personal life now. When are the times that you've had that really wonderful feedback? And people said, thank you so much for this, or thank you so much for being you. Thank you so much for being there at this particular time. Sit with this. What may well be the case is that there was something about the richness of your intention, the richness of your input, the givingness of your heart. Sometimes it was done with such a clear intent that of both what you're putting into it and what you're wanting to help somebody to achieve. So there you've got a situation where your intent and the outcome are very, very much matched, because the intent is so intense and it's so rich that it's about that outcome throughout, for you, for one and for all, that it's very matched with the energy throughout. But sometimes there's an imbalance here that can happen, because the focus is far more on the outcome that it is on the in the input. And that can be very, 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 very worrying. That can be very, very, very concerning indeed, because you've got this mismatch that's going on. The energy isn't apt for the outcome that you're wanting. You're wanting an outcome which is proportionately greater than what energetically that you're putting in. And so sometimes if things haven't worked out the way that you want them to work out, it might be partly because there can be all sorts of factors that will be involved in this. It might be partly because there is that mismatch, you see. There isn't that energetic matching. So there are a number of subtle dimensions to this. What is it that really resonates with me at my heart that I'm called to do? Where is it that my skills and my passions are really at? This may have already happened to you in your life. I mentioned, but perhaps a few times, I've been doing a lot of work over the last couple of years within the National Health Service here in the UK with staff. And one of the things that struck me from doing some very early career development workshops with some staff was that the number of people, I asked them a little bit about how they got into the profession and so on. And unlike lots of people from different backgrounds, I often ask, there's a strikingly larger proportion of people who always knew that they wanted to be carers, that they wanted to be healers. And there's something about that. So I guess for many of them, finding their path has been easy. I've sat in front of doctors, I've sat in front of nurses, all sorts of people, and that was very, very clear to them. Some of us in life, it takes more twists and turns for us to find that. It certainly was that in my own case. Perhaps it was in your case, but perhaps it was that actually, from very early on, I knew I was always about this. I always knew it was about that. Then hold fast to that, revisit that, reconnect with that right now, what that is actually about. But perhaps you're at this point where that's something that you're finding out, that's something that you're fine tuning. What is really at the heart of what it is that you're doing? What is it that really touches you? What is it that really, really moves you? When are you really touched? When are you really affected by the business that you run, the service that you give? When you find the emotional connection to what you're doing, then you are really beginning to, the heat is really beginning to intensify. We're really beginning to cook. Magic is really beginning to happen, because then there's that connection between the intent and the content and the output. How are you feeling right now? Are you feeling connected to what it is that you're doing? Has it been a time where you've been caught up in some of the pragmatic stuff around your business or particular issues, particular challenges? There might be difficulties with getting together some resources. There might be some difficulties bringing on board new customers. You might be having some technical difficulties with website, with technical things, with tools, with resources. You might be having problems with particular customers, with particular suppliers, or accessing certain information, or you've been overwhelmed by certain research, or just getting to grips with certain stuff, or just lots of people or personality kind of stuff, or just the noise or balancing what you're doing with everything else. You know, that this can happen. It happens a lot of the time. So again, what I invite you to do is just step back for a moment and ask yourself, what is overall important in this whole life journey for you? What is really important to you in terms of the relationships that you have in your life? And what is really important in terms of this business that you're involved in? Really, ultimately, those are the only things that you really need to concern yourself with. What's important in life? What's important to me in terms of my relationships in life? And what's important to me in terms of my business? Does point to a deeper question. Who am I? Why am I here? Which, again, I'm going to nudge you about time and time and time again in these podcasts. Who am I? Why am I here? Because on that bigger level, that intention, that input, and the output and the outcomes that you get in life, this is going to be really, really important. So as you move from on this lower level, what's important to me in life, what's important to me in my relationships, and what's important to me in terms of my business, and that gives a good, rich level of clarity on that very personal level, what you may well find within there is what you're actually ultimately about. You know, this is where lots of the mission, the purpose stuff, and the vision stuff that really, really emerges. But you see, along this life journey and along the business journey, you may well begin to discover what it's really about. You may well get feedback from people who said, you know, just like the bit where I got you to reflect on, when have you had some really powerful feedback, and when people have said, thank you so much for this. Those are the moments often that tell you what you're really, really about. So there's this moment that links between you and the other, you and life, not just you alone. So these are the moments where you are one with the other, where you are one with life, where you are one with what you are and what you do. Not the moments where you're in disconnect or when you're in conflict. It's when you are absolutely at one with what it is that you're doing. These may just be brief momentary moments, but they may well briefen, they may be so striking, so strong that they carry you through. Now, the mesmerizing moments in life aren't, you know, all the time. You know, it's like a highlight reel. It's relatively short compared to the whole performance, right? But it will be enough to enthuse you and to make you absolutely clear, constantly clear about who you are and what you're doing. So on that bigger level, what is the input? What is it you're needing to put in? What is your contribution? What is it that you're about? What is it that you can really bring to the table? What is it that you can really share? How is it that you can really help people? I was sending a few messages to a very, very good friend of mine yesterday, who's very, very talented, and they're in the realm of software testing, apps development, business technology in this kind of space, and where it merges kind of with creativity, user experience, and so on. And they were talking about some new developments in a particular kind of field, and they were talking very passionately about some developments in terms of a new platform, in terms of a new entertainment platform, and so on. And they were voicing some of the strengths and some of the weaknesses about this and how it had been presented, and in terms of the different user groups, and in terms of business, and in terms of technology. And it was really wonderful hearing them as they sent these just word messages. But I could feel within that their passion and their knowledge. And I was saying, you know, wow, you know, you have this talent around this. I can so see why you've explored doing X and Y, and what you would bring to X and Y. So it's those moments when you're often, you know, sometimes you will be aware of it, sometimes other people will give you this feedback that you are really great when it comes to this, you just have a talent when it comes to this, you have a way when it comes to this. That bit is your input. That's your magical input. It can be very, very subtle. You may just have a magical way of when it comes to meeting and greeting people, that you may just be able to make people so warm. You may just have such a talent when it comes to cooking and just how something looks on a plate. You may have the most dazzling talent for art. You may just have such a brilliant way of being able to design something. You may have such a visual eye. You may well be so good when it comes to planning something or to project managing something. You may well be so good and so detailed when it comes to coding something or decoding something. You may have this incredible skill when it comes to marketing, selling, presenting, pitching. You may well be so incredibly wonderful when it comes to creating, envisioning. You may have such a skill when it comes to any aspect of business at all, in terms of administering, in terms of sorting out the technical sides, fixing problems, managing the IT, any aspect at all in this vast array of where we need skills and talents. Your job is to find out what your job is and to do your job. And you'll hear me say it many, many times. Your job is to do your job with all of your heart, to the best of your ability. Life will go its own merry way at its own merry pace. But if you do, you and life will be the richer for it. Your job is to do your job with all your heart, to the best of your ability. Life will go its own merry way and its own merry pace. But if you do, then you and life will be the richer for it. I thank you very much for listening to this. I thank you very much for doing what it is that you're doing, especially if you know what you're doing is what you love to do and something that adds value to the lives of others. That's all I'm really concerned about. I, you know, put together these podcasts, I put together the seminars, the webinars, and all sorts of stuff. My only interest really is that you, as I put it, become who you are. You're on this journey to become who you are, not who it is that you think you are or you think that you should be. It's this process of becoming. The process of becoming is what I call brushing the dust from the flowers. You step back and you look afresh at life, you look afresh at yourself, and you embrace life. You look at all the work, all the things that I do, you'll see actually just one very subtle, simple theme. This theme of becoming who you are. Embracing yourself, embracing life itself. When you do that, then the input will be rich. And then it'll be fun to see what unfolds from that. Sometimes it will seem that nothing seems to unfold from it. You're just doing what you're doing in your own little space, from your own little shop, your own little store, your own little front room, your own little back room, your own little shared office, as you're out and about, wherever it is that you are, or when you're working with clients or customers, or when you're handling their orders or sending things out or just checking who's downloaded what app tool or bag, whatever it is that you've created, or when you're just there at the stall and you're selling these things and those knickknacks and or whatever it is that you're doing, or when you're giving that people that particular spores massage or that reflexology or that or that legal service or that PR service, that marketing service, whatever it is that you do, that consultancy service or that training. But then there'll be moments where people will come up to you and they'll tell you the real impact of what it is that you do, the real outcome of what it is that you do. And that's very, very exciting. So, and that's very, very rewarding. But this talk is just all about reminding you to not get too caught up in your own outcome, which is fine to have and it's useful to have and it's good to be aware of in one sense about what you're about, where you're trying to go, what you're trying to achieve, and so on. This is really, really useful on one level. But sometimes it can even stop you from setting out on that journey in the first place because you so have an idea it should look like this, like you so have an idea that the song should be like this, but you're not able to achieve it. You're so idea that the bag or that clothing item or the app should be like this, or that the service should be like that, or the customer should be like this, or this should be going on, that it actually stops you from creating in the first place. I see so many people in so many fields where this is the case, where that the focus on that on a specific outcome, which is often narrow because you don't fully know what is going to come out of what you put in. You don't fully know. In the same way that you don't fully know what the outcome is going to be of your own life. You've got no idea about that. You've got many ideas. That's a problem. The problem is often you have too many ideas about that, but you've got no thorough knowledge of that for sure. And so sometimes that can just kind of limit you from putting in the first place. So be aware of that. Be aware of the dreams. Be aware of the aspirations. Be aware of the intentions and what your wishes and desires are. And that's great. And let them be and breathe and absolutely honor them. But then it's time to turn your attention to where you are, to bring yourself back from the tomorrow, from the projection, from these ideas, from the abstract there, to bring yourself really back to the near and the present, to yourself, within your own self, within your own shell, within your own psyche, within your own beingness, within your own areas that you can control in terms of life, and just to meet life warmly and richly based on what it is that you can do today. And so you might be listening to this at a particular point where you might feel, you know what, Rashid, is even all right for you to be saying these things that you're saying right now, but this has been a really difficult time for me. In which case, you know, it may well be again. It's absolutely the same thing about just bringing yourself right back to where you are right now, embracing yourself, appreciating yourself, appreciating the journey that you've got, that you've been on, appreciating all the learning that you've been on, and that in time too, and in turn, and often very immediately, will connect you back to you and your heart and your own magic and what it is that you're wanting to put in. And then in your own time, in your own way, just to share from that space with your heart. Sometimes it's just a case of sharing a few words, sharing, saying what you're really about, saying what you're really wanting to do, rather than what you think people want to hear from you. So on every level, meet yourself with that heart. Meet others in your life with that heart, as far as you're able. And certainly meet your work and everything that you do with that heart, whatever the task is. Just be mindful about what it is you're ultimately able to do, and that might give you a breakthrough in the areas that are challenging you. Thank you so, so much for listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. Hope you enjoy the others. You know where to find more information. www.soul-trader.biz. There's more along these along these lines in the Soul Trader, Put Your Heart Back Into Your Business book. And I'm Rashid Okunara. You can search for me and find more materials for me, or follow the link on the About Us page to find more materials, resources from me. And there's the Soul Trader Facebook page, and you'll find the Soul Trader Twitter feed too, if you're wanting to stay up in touch. And there's a newsletter you'll find on the website, and there's free membership too if those things interest you. But what interests me far more than that is actually you doing your job and you putting into it all your heart. And it's going to be really exciting what you find that emerges from you when you do that. So take care. And if you've got any exciting stories or things to feedback about what has happened to you when you've met life, met yourself, and met your work and given from heart, I'd be delighted to hear that. I'll be delighted for you to post that, because I think that what you share will give heart to many others who are on the same journey, perhaps even more than people hearing my words will, because then that those words are authentic to you and your own life, and somebody who, like them, is on that particular journey. So I wish you every success. I wish you every happiness. Take care. All the best. Bye-bye.